From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has arrived in Tokyo, the first stop on a week-long swing through Asia. She said she decided to go there first because Asia is an indispensable region. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton says she plans to reach out to regional powers in Asia to help solve the global financial crisis, climate change, and nuclear proliferation.
By strengthening our historic Asian alliances, starting right here in Japan, and forging new partnerships with emerging nations, we can begin together to build networks around the world to help us solve problems that none of us can solve alone.
How to deal with North Korea will be key on her agenda here. Secretary Clinton plans to meet families of Japanese citizens who were abducted by North Korea decades ago, an unresolved issue that's one of the factors stalling multilateral disarmament talks with Pyongyang. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tokyo.
Investigators trying to determine what caused last week's crash of a Continental commuter plane near Buffalo are hoping to get a closer look at the plane's engines. Steve Chelander of the National Transportation Safety Board said a crane is being used to pull the engines from the wreckage of the jet and a house it crashed into. He says it still remains a mystery as to what caused Continental Flight 3407 to crash as it was coming in for a landing. All 49 people aboard the plane were killed last Thursday night, while the man on the ground also died. The turboprop was flying in fog and snow and went down some 6 miles from the Buffalo airport. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi today rejected suggestions the U.S. has become protectionist. And Pierre Sylvie Pajoli reports from Rome.
While leading a congressional delegation on a visit to the Italian parliament, Speaker Pelosi defended the United States against accusations of protectionism.
Somewhere in the mix of things, someone has decided that America is becoming more protectionist. President Obama is not a protectionist president.
Pelosi said many American workers had lost their jobs because of the global downturn, but added that the United States appreciates the value of global trade as a motor for economic growth. Last week, the U.S. Congress adopted a $787 billion stimulus plan that would require public infrastructure projects to use U.S. steel and goods, a Buy America clause that worries some trading partners in Europe and China. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Negotiators with automaker General Motors and its largest labor union are facing a Tuesday deadline for submitting a survival plan to the U.S. government. Among the issues the two sides still have to determine is how GM will fund a trust for retiree health care. Separately, GM's board is said to be looking at a revised restructuring plan that is to be turned in tomorrow as well. Wall Street is closed for the holiday today. However, overseas markets for the most part reported continued losses. Japan's Nikkei fell 0.4%. Stocks were lower in Britain as well. This is NPR. Officials in the Czech Republic are saying at least 43 people were injured today, several of them seriously, in a head-on collision between two trains near a railway station. Officials with the Czech Rail Authority say the crash occurred when one of the trains went through a red signal not far from the station, colliding head-on with an approaching train. TV reports from the scene show the engine of the smaller train suffered heavy damage. The accident occurred in an area some 200 miles east of the capital, Prague. A new installment of Friday the 13th debuted at the top of the weekend North American box office, the horror film earning an estimated $42.2 million, making it the biggest opening on record for the genre. NPR's Trina Williams has more.
Friday the 13th's huge take also pushed Hollywood to its best President's Day weekend, and figures for today have yet to be counted. This is the 12th installment of the 1980 original.
People go missing around here. They're gone for good. Outsiders come, they don't know where to walk. They bring trouble. You just won't be left alone. And so does he.
So does who?
The big opening bodes well for some other horror film classics in the pipeline, including A Nightmare on Elm Street. Last weekend's top movie, He's Just Not That Into You, fell to second on the chart. It was followed by spy thriller Taken. Opening in fourth place was Confessions of a Shopaholic, while Coraline dropped to number five. The International debuted in seventh place. Trina Williams, NPR News.
It's not just homeowners who are having foreclosure problems. It also seems one of Atlantic City's biggest resorts has fallen behind on its payments. Resorts Atlantic City acknowledged it hasn't made loan payments since October and is trying to avert foreclosure by arguing its lenders lack a casino license and, as a result, can't operate the facility. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.